We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I don't know about you, but this controversy about a late-night talk show host becoming a political issue, and for those on the left, a rally cry for I'm not exactly what it is that they're so concerned about, and why they believe that the elimination of this show is an attack on our democracy, attack on this, attack on that. These are private companies. They make decisions like this every day. There's been other talk show hosts, major talk show hosts that have been canceled over the years. Pick a medium, and any medium, you're going to find a whole list of talk show hosts that have been canceled for a whole host of reasons, right? Whether or not they're topics are in line with their audience or not, whether or not they're looking to bring younger talent in or not, whether or not they're able to make money with that segment of the show with advertisers or not. Are advertisers comfortable with those individuals for a whole host of reasons? Yes. Do they bring biases? Yes. Do they bring all kinds of challenges to the market? Absolutely. You never know. Right? Then you have the ratings. Being number one in the ratings doesn't really equate necessarily to making money. Management of expenses and things of that nature relative to ratings and how those ratings transfer into advertising dollars are all very complex algorithms that exist out there in making a decision one way or another as to whether or not there is a future viability of a particular show segment or otherwise. This is tough times for all of these groups because of the unbundling of the media and so many different options now to receive news, to receive comedy, to receive entertainment. It's crazy. The competition is greater than it has ever been. You add to that the disruption of everybody's life of the pandemic coming in. We all kind of consume things one way. Coming out of the pandemic, it changed incredibly. And it changed at a pace that a lot of companies have had a very difficult time staying current with. So how we get to this point where we're going to make this about politics and we're going to make this about a bribe or we're going to make this about Donald Trump or others criticizing and challenging folks and doubling down on them one way or another is kind of interesting to me. I like to go to the data first. The math has no emotion. It is what it is, and it's not going to change. And the reality is it's hard to argue when you lose a listening audience from 3.1 million to 1.9 million. It's a big number. And in the coveted core group, not doing well at all in the 18 to 49 segment, around 200,000 viewers. The advertisers look at this big time. Advertising spend there, I think, dropped by about 40 or 45%. Well, now, we can try to overlook all of that and blame, you know, the Trump administration or whatever, because I don't know how this individual was carrying the mantle for the left. They have a deep bench, right? I mean, can anyone argue that? I mean, let's go to any of the other channels and let's find out whether or not there's a conservative in mainstream TV, not cable, but on mainstream TV. Let's find a conservative that's in that same time slot out there that people would be concerned about, that maybe the saturation of our messaging is going to be affected or to a significant way because we're losing one of the guys. Well, no, the other two, the bench is strong, right? But they're suffering from the same challenges. The math ain't working. And people are looking to alternatives. Why do you think these stations have developed digital sides? Why do you think these stations now have subscription programming that's out there? Why do you think they have all of these other things that they're offering? Because the nature of which the different age groups and demographics consume what they consume has changed totally differently. It's a challenge for everyone that's in this industry. Yes, we can get into the conspiracy theories and think that this is something other than what it is. Now, it's hard to feel sorry for a guy that made $20 million a year, right? He's not like us. And I've never known somebody to get fired a year from now. And if the reality is what everybody says it is, that it's all about Trump, and it's all about this settlement, and it's all about Trump doubling down, I like to try to put myself in Paramount's position. What would be the best course of action? Not to let him hang around for a year. Trump's only in office for four. Trump can do the math. That means two of the 4 years, Stephen Colbert would be on his ass. He's the deal maker. You think that would be the deal that he would make? I don't think so. It doesn't make any sense. It would be pay the man, get him the hell out of here. And in true form, what Colbert has decided to do is to continue to beat up on the paymaster, the people that pay.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hey, him. Now, I know there are a lot of business owners that live to listen to this show. Think about it for a moment. How long would you keep the employee around that is constantly and consistently publicly? It's one thing within the confines of the organization to make the observations about the company, but publicly trashing the people that pay for you, the people that provide the assets and resources for you to be able to do what you do. Oh, and by the way, make that paltry $20 million a year. How long would you keep that person around? You need not answer. You know what the answer is. Not long at all. It wouldn't take very long at all. The person's gone. He's not working or she's not working in the best interest of the entity. You heard me say this a million times. The entity's interest always outweighs the individual, except if it's Stephen Colbert. Because Stephen Colbert went publicly and said he doesn't know if he could ever trust CBS ever again. Really? That was before he got fired, when he was just complaining about the compromise to the lawsuit that was filed against CBS. Now, you think that he would be more sophisticated than that to know that there are a number of reasons that you settle lawsuits, right? It's not necessarily that you were culpable and what you did was wrong, or you believe you were culpable and what you did was wrong. It could be monetary. It was going to cost too much to defend, right? The reputation of the entity, how much would that be impaired? Blue sky value. List goes on and on and on and on. You know, investors, this, that, advertisers, what's their reaction going to be? You know, 50-something percent of the country ended up, right at 50% of the country ended up voting for Donald Trump. Would that not be a legitimate concern? If you're in this business, you're only going after 50 and just poo-poo on the other 50? Is that a wise business strategy? I would suspect not. But it's amazing how all these alleged sophisticated individuals in business and in the industry completely bypass all of the obvious financial considerations of a settlement of a lawsuit or otherwise in moving a chapter behind you in order to move forward. Now, do I believe that their thinking was influenced by the potential merger that they had out there? Obviously. That whole thing is about a value-added proposition. Why would you want to impair it in any way, shape, or form? It would not make any sense from a business perspective. The industry's challenging enough. Why would I want to heap more challenges on myself in an attempt to succeed? Think about mainstream and the retooling and the re-engineering that's been going on a number of stations here lately because they have been struggling for several years now, coming out of the pandemic. They have been struggling big time. They have renegotiated the contracts of almost every major talent on television. There are those that say they were really overpaid. They got caught up in this movement in television, a lot of it driven by political ideology, quite frankly. They were chasing small segments of the demographic, thinking that they were hitting home runs. And meanwhile, a lot of these hosts were making more money than they've ever made in the history of television. And if anyone for a moment thinks that line just goes up on that graph every year after year after year, and there are not peaks and valleys as it relates to compensation in any industry code, you're sadly mistaken. It doesn't work that way. But this could only be about Trump. It's the only logical reason that a shill for the Democratic Party would be let go. It couldn't be that people really weren't getting that warm and fuzzy from the messaging. Not at all. The loss of advertising dollars, the loss of viewer is the what. That's the outcome. So when it became time to focus on the why, it wasn't about anybody there. It wasn't about the $100 million a year they were spending in staff and resources to put that show on. Couldn't have been. It couldn't have been anything to do with the fact that they lost audience. No, it had to be about a Republican. It had to be about conservatives. And more importantly, it had to be about Donald Trump. The real issue here, and there was an interesting opinion piece in the Washington Post. Megan McArdle wrote it, and you know, and she's right. The thing to be concerned about is the financial dynamics of late night TV, especially my age group that grew up watching late night TV and continued to watch late night TV, not to the extent that I used to, not nearly as often as I used to, but I still do somewhat. I do miss the old days of Johnny Carson, quite frankly, where it really, and you've had a number of people say this, it really wasn't about him. It was really about the guest, who were representative of all walks of life, of all political ideologies. Everybody was fair game. It didn't seem like you were watching the activist hour. And it's not only on the left. There's a lot of this on the right as well. And ultimately, it will catch up to all of them. To every single last one of them. Because people want to be entertained. Folks don't tune in for certain reasons. If you have a comedian, as the show host, what do they want to hear? They want to hear about funny stuff. But they don't want it to be one way all the time. And the why is reflected in the data. The data is the why. That's the most objective measure that there is. Are there some coincidences that may have been a consideration? Who knows? And does it really matter? Because the data says that the show was on a slide. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.